Hi everyone, I am Adrian and I am an addict. Did we pray? I feel like I need to pray again. So let's reopen this, please. God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm really, really grateful to be here. When Keith asked me, I'm not going to lie, I just spoke in Indiana, like, not that long ago. I'm like, everybody in the room has probably already heard me, like, a month ago. But none of you have gone running out the door, so, like, apparently that's a good sign. So, when I get up here, I never know exactly what I'm going to say, especially when I don't have a topic. I love and hate topics all at the same time when I speak. But I do have to say, and you know, in listening to Art, correct? Art speaking. One of the things I love the most about this program, and I can tell you this, I love NA. I absolutely love it. Is no matter where we come from, the two of us could not look any different, any more different, I should say. Come from two completely different places, have almost completely different stories. And I identified with everything he said. And when I came in here the first time I walked into these rooms, I looked for every reason why I could not identify with you. Every reason. Because, I was scared. I was scared of my own shadow. I was scared of all of you. I was scared of me. Like, I was just scared. I was walking around scared. And just quite frankly, I was not ready to quit using. My first introduction to a 12-step program was the Other Fellowship. It was strongly recommended that I go there, and I went there, and I thought it was a joke. I had a stepfather who was in that program, and, like, he couldn't get a day together, and, like, just all these things fueled my fire, and it's just part of my story. That being said, my clean date is August 1st, 2004. So, higher power willing, and less than a month, I'll have 15 years. And I'm really, truly grateful to be standing here saying that because I never, ever in a million years would have thought I was going to get more than 30 days. I couldn't put together 30 days, let alone 14 years and some odd months. And I'm really grateful to be standing in this room with people that I have known for years and have gotten to know. And it's only because of this program. Tell you a little bit about where I'm at. I don't exactly want to do that, but it was strongly suggested that I do when I was messaging with someone earlier today. I love Saturdays. My home group is at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings. I'm not a morning person, so if that tells you anything, I love my home group. To get my ass out of bed and go to an 8 a.m. meeting on a Saturday morning and get there early and show up and be involved like I was taught from the beginning and make sure those doors are open. And it's, if you're ever down my way, Charleroi, it's like an hour and a half from here, please come and visit us. We got a picnic coming up on August 3rd. It's always a really good time. But anyway, but I'm grateful for that meeting in my life and the role that it's played in my recovery. It hasn't always been my home group. But it gets my Saturdays off on a good note, really. It shapes my perspective, gets me focused on recovery. It's a just for today meeting, and I love it. And my day today, my last 2 weeks have been kind of chaotic, and I was struggling, and within the last 2 weeks, I lost my job, and it's because I'm good at my job. Like, this program has afforded me to be actually a good employee, and, like, I take care of people in their homes, and, like, they get better. So I've been in this place before, but it's not a comfortable place to be because it means change. It means putting myself out there and finding another job. Like, how am I going to pay my rent? Stuff like that. It's kind of scary for me. And you know, a lot of other things, and my wife is in this program. I've been with my wife for 20 years. We've been married for, I think, 3. I think 3. And I don't generally like to put her stuff out there, and I am going to try not to swear. I think I've only ever spoken once and not sworn. But and she'll probably end up listening to this. But my wife, a few days ago, burned herself very, very badly, like real, real bad. And it was an ER trip, and like, you know, sometimes life happens, and you know, we got to take something for pain. Like, and like, she's in legit, like, a lot of pain. And like, this disease, it like, I don't like to play around with it. I just don't, because I'm standing here with 14 years and some odd months clean, jealous that my wife is on painkillers. And I had to get honest about that at my meeting this morning. I didn't want to admit that. And it was strongly suggested to share that because, like, look, if I know anything, I only have today. Things change very quickly. A lot has happened since August 1st, 2004. You know, I like that it's, you know, that talking about an inside job, because it, from the moment that I surrendered, like, it had to be, because I didn't know how to live with myself. I didn't know how to live without a drug. I didn't know how to do anything. I didn't have any skills. I had no social skills. Like, I still, like, don't know how to come in here and talk to you all. Thankfully, most of you know me and will just come up and talk to me now, you know. And I can still get real overwhelmed by life. And this time of the year, every year, you know, gives me a lot of gratitude. Gets me really reflective. It's kind of hard not to. About, you know, at this time, 15 years ago, I was like at the end of my road, struggling so hard, like I couldn't put anything down. And, you know, like I said, like, I was looking for the differences, and, you know, like, that disease, like, I heard, like, this was a disease. My mother, you know, like, constantly told me growing up, well, it's a disease. She was strongly against it. She didn't drink. She didn't do anything. I grew up in a very sheltered home because my mother grew up, you know, in an addicted family, and she didn't want that for her, and she didn't want that for her family, and my father didn't want that. And, like, I was not, like, it wasn't ever around. And I don't remember what my point was. I've been losing my train of thought all day today. Yeah, so reflecting about where I was at and the differences and that disease. And, like, I did not get that it didn't matter what I put into me, into my body, like, that my disease, you know, that it was a symptom of the problem, that I was the problem. But it didn't matter. Like, because at my end, you know, I couldn't put, you know, weed down. I couldn't quit drinking. Like, I couldn't, you know, I was so focused on, well, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, I'm okay. Like, no. I put that down, and I still can't live with myself. It is not normal, you know. I was that person that I was, you know, like, I couldn't control my use of marijuana, let alone, like, anything else. The first time I picked up a drug, I OD'd, like, just because I could not get enough. And that is what characterizes my disease. And still today, like, growing up, I grew up in a very sheltered home, and but a lot was going on. And the last time I spoke here, like a month ago or whatever, I actually was really, like, when I left, you know, I just lost my cat. I was grieving. Like, I was having a hard time then, too. And, you know, life happens. Life shows up. Recovery doesn't exempt us from things happening. It just gives us the capability to get through it clean, right? And I was reflecting and like thinking about the story that I've told in my lead this whole time, these 15 years, and like a lot of it wasn't a lie, but like I always walked, I still, being in recovery, walked around in shame about my life and about my addiction, my recovery. And growing up, I learned that really, I hid. And I still want to hide. I don't want to tell people today that, like, my wife is on painkillers and I want to use them. I'm jealous. Like, I don't want to. But I hid. I learned how to hide real young. And I was thinking about that lead I gave the last time here. And through this process, you know, it talks about more will be revealed. And I'm not going to try to go into a lot of details or whatever, talking about my childhood. But, like, and the processes and the change and the inside job and the more I worked on myself and the more it was revealed. I walked around these rooms for years wondering why, like, what is, something was off, like, and I was working the steps. And it's, when I got involved, I dove in. Like, it took me surrendering everything when I got here. Like, I'm like an all or nothing person, you know. But I was still walking around here like, what's going on? And as I stayed clean, and like as a little kid, I was always over food. You know, we ate. You know, there were no drugs and alcohol in my house, but we ate. You know, there was food. We were all overweight. And I struggled with that my whole life. You know, and it was becoming very unhealthy and in recovery, you know. And before that, and I didn't realize that, like, and it's through this process, like, you know, my journey to get healthier physically and spiritually, like, I had to make some decisions, you know, I had that issue, you know, I decided a few years ago to have weight loss surgery. Like, I needed help, right? And in that process, I did that, and thank God, I'm grateful. Like, I am grateful that I made the decision. I wouldn't change that decision. But, like, talk about, like, stripping away all of our, you know, like, in my recovery, there's always been something, whether it be spending money, sex, food. You know, I took away all that other stuff, the stuff that I felt like made my life unmanageable, you know, like, but all that stuff was there because I did not know how to live with myself still in recovery. And I was walking around, and, like, I had that surgery, and, like, thank God, like, I had some time in the program because I didn't know what was going to hit. I didn't know what was coming at me. And I had asked my higher power and I talked with my sponsor, like, something is off. And I sat still. I had the surgery. I lost all kinds of weight. It took the food away, you know, like, but that doesn't take the, you know, our disease away. And I really had to take a look at some stuff, right? And through that process, I was sitting in a meeting one day, and like, I don't know why I'm going to share this, but I am. I think the last time I spoke, you know, it was like a freight train hit me. I remembered shit that happened when I was a little kid, right? In a meeting, I'm sitting there next to my sponsor, but I'm in a safe place. And my sponsor's mantra for me has been, you are safe and secure in the love of the fellowship. And I was reading in the basic text before I got here today, and it's right there. It says it right there. I'm like, oh, that's where she got it. That's where she got it. Right? I wore these pants today because, like, they remind me of two of my people. You know, like, purple's my, like, look. Safe and secure in the love of the fellowship. And I remembered stuff that happened when I was a little kid. You know, in my family. My sister did to me, you know, and when I was 13, my father died, and like, so I went into hiding because I just, at the time, yeah, I've been in therapy, that was how you coped. Well, you know, like, I carried that, and eventually it wasn't enough. Hiding wasn't enough, the food wasn't enough, the running away wasn't enough, because, you know, like, it progressed, just like our disease progresses, you know. And as soon as I found that one, that was it. And honestly, like, the way my disease progressed, like, I'd been really okay if it had just killed me. Because I just couldn't. And so I'm grateful to be standing here that, like, even, you know, at the end of my road 15 years ago, and there was a lot of pain, you know, in and out of these rooms. And at the end of my road, like, just like, I don't think any of us gets clean for, you know, because we were happy. things were going good. You know, I was in and out of treatment. I never made it to prison, but, you know, that probably would have come. I OD'd, you know, more than once. I don't know why I'm still standing here. But I saw nothing wrong with that. And it wasn't... I don't even know what it was. Like, things had to happen for me to realize that, like, okay, even though, like, I'm, like, drinking all day and smoking weed all day, like, my disease is still affecting the world around me. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, and it's still killing me. I'm dead inside. How long till I have to go till? I don't know, we started late, and, you know, there's a lot that's happened in 15 years, you know, and I never know what exactly to talk about. I guess it's kind of my higher power's will. I do know if I say anything else here, like the freedoms and the steps, you know, any freedom that I have today, any, like, self-acceptance that I have today, the fact that I can stand up here and say that I'm, you know, on most days that I can love myself, that I don't want to die, that I don't want to kill myself, you know, it's a miracle. And if I can do it, if it works for me, it can work for anybody. I came in here with, you know, a lot of other stuff going on. Like, I grew up, you know, like, I couldn't cope, and I tried to kill myself at 10 years old. Like, and I carried a lot of that stuff with me into recovery and had to work on a lot of that stuff, and that took a long time. And it's still, like, I have to be on it. I have to be on it, because that stuff definitely, if I'm not on that stuff, my recovery is surely affected. Like I said, I love this program, and I'm grateful to follow the speakers that have spoken before me, got a lot of really, really good stuff out of it. I had a really good lead going on in my head drive over here. And I'm humbled to be standing here. I really, really am. Because today, walking into my meeting this morning, it was one of those days where I did not feel like I knew anything. In most part, I just walk around feeling like I don't know much of anything. I just know not to pick up today. You know, when something new comes along, I usually am still, you know, the first person I call most of the time is my sponsor. You know, and I still want to hide when stuff's going on. That hasn't changed. And I was reading, like I said earlier, and it talks about when we don't, like, talk about what's going on with us, it isolates us. And that's a dangerous place to be. And isolation is definitely, if the disease of addiction wants to do anything to me besides kill me, it wants to isolate me. And that's a painful place to be. And I don't have to live like that. But I have, you know, I have to practice the principles like courage, being honest. I call my sponsor and I tell her what's going on. This morning I shared, when I share about where I'm at, I share about my pain and those moments. It's those moments where I usually get the most connection from people. I might be scared, you know, I don't know. It's my own judgment. I know generally when I come in here, like, y'all love me. It's me who's, like, up in my head about whatever. But, I left the meeting, like, in a completely different mind frame. Feeling completely different. Just because I shared about something we all go through. And, it's just evidence to me, like, I still got, like, it's all about the basics. I got to stick to the basics. Nothing has changed. I still have to do those basics. And, so I still talk to my sponsor. I still, you know, I still work steps with her. I liked what you talked about, you know, reading things over and over again and how something will just like pop right off the page. I have those moments quite frequently. I don't know how many times I've read the literature after all this time. I have these moments of clarity still that if I hadn't stuck around and done some work, I would never have. My awareness and my freedom just keeps getting greater and greater, all because, like, sometimes I just stick around and don't pick up and wait, because sometimes that's all I can do. You know, if you're new and it sucks, because it does suck in the beginning and sometimes it still sucks, it's not going to be like that forever. But I know I still want to, you know, feel better now. I still want this process. I hate that phrase, the process, because I want to control the process. I want it to work the way I want it to work, not the way that, like, my higher power is working it. And usually when that happens and I have these moments of clarity, you know, I'm like, yeah, it still works. My character defects have not been removed. Like, I was, you know, I'm on my fourth step again. I'm working with my sponsor. I still go to therapy because of all that stuff that was real just 2 years ago. Because when that happened and I lost all that weight, talk about identity crisis. I had no idea who I was anymore. I went from over 300 pounds to like 150 pounds. I didn't recognize myself in the mirror. I have all this shit now that I had no idea was going on inside of me, how to deal with it. No clue, with 13 years clean. You know, like, I'm figuring this stuff should be done, you know, look, it's not my time, damn it, you know. You know, I know my disease is active because I like to control. You know, my wife's in a lot of pain and I want to take it away from her, you know. Take away all that crap about, you know, me being self-centered, being jealous. Like, no, I don't want to be her right now. You know, when I see someone I love in pain, I want to take it away from them. I want to stop it. You know, it is not fair for me to try to deny someone of their pain. Like, I really identified what he was talking about with sponsees, like, just people in general. Like, I know it works. Just, you know, give it a try. It'll work. Like, and I feel like I'm rambling. Like, look, I don't know how long I've talked. I don't know exactly. You know, this program has been beautiful. You know, it's given me so much back. Those relationships that I still can struggle with. You know, I have a relationship with my mother today. My mother is older. She's living in a nursing home now, and watching her decline and watching her pain is hard, because talk about feeling powerless. And this program is a gift, because without it, I would not have any way to, no, I would have no idea how to even begin to get through it. And all I got to do is say something. Usually someone can help, but I got to speak up. I got to be honest. You know, this program has given me so much, you know. I never thought I'd be standing here a married woman like that. That was not a reality 20 years, you know, even 10 years ago. And even come to terms with that aspect of my life, that self-acceptance of that in my life, has only been because of the program. Sometimes, you know, I still don't know how to have that kind of a relationship, but, like, we can both work on it. I have the awareness today, and I'm still married. Still in this relationship. I really don't know what else to say. I mean, everybody has said it before me. It works. I keep coming back. I'm a product of keep coming back. My home group, I touched on that, my home group, you know. My home group has been so important to me, no matter what home group I've had in my recovery. My home group was the first place I learned how to be responsible, my first, you know, learned how to have these relationships. And this home group that I have now, you know, I would be driving home, and I would not want to go home. I lived with my mother, technically lived with my mother in active addiction, and I would be driving home, and I wouldn't want to go home. And an NA meeting was more tolerable to me, high, than going to home to see the look in my mother's face.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I knew it was there, and I went there more than once, and they told me to keep coming back. You know? And that's all I've ever gotten from this program, is keep coming back. And I'm safe and secure in the love of the fellowship, no matter what comes my way. No matter what is revealed, no matter what I think I can't get through today. But I'm here and I'm still standing. And I don't know. I think I'm done, guys. Thank you for having me. I am so grateful to be here. And I'm glad it rained because I hate the heat. I was driving here going, could you just dial down the heat a little bit? Here we are. Yeah. Anyway, thank you all. That's all I have.